Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Well, sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, and Robert Bentz. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Tonight, Gracie and her friend Blanche Morton are returning from the neighborhood movie theater where they saw a picture starring their current dream man, Gregory Peck.
Oh, what a marvelous experience, Blanche. Those thrilling love scenes.
Yeah, it was a great picture. Luella Parsons gave it 4 stars and Jimmy Fiddler gave it 4 bells.
My rating is a little different. I gave Gregory Peck 15 quivers.
Believe me, he was worth every one of them.
What a man. When he makes love, my heart bobs up and down in my throat, keeping time with that wonderful Adam's apple of his.
Too bad our husbands didn't come along. They might have learned something.
Oh, what a letdown going home to them after Gregory Peck.
You said it.
It's like riding on the Super Chief and then switching to the Glendale bus.
Oh, what happens to husbands anyhow? At first, Harry was crazy about going to parties and dances. We'd finish dinner and I'd get into an evening gown.
And now?
We finish dinner and he gets into a nightshirt.
Well, that's the way it goes. At first, when George and I went to parties, he was terribly jealous. If another man even looked at me, he wanted to kill him.
And now?
If another man grabs me and kisses me, George says, boy, is he loaded.
Well, speaking of kisses, Harry comes down to breakfast, gives me a fast one on the cheek, and then we both start complaining.
Both of you?
Yeah. Him because the toast is scorched, and me because I'm not.
Well, I get the same kind of morning kiss. Believe me, that peck George gives me is no Gregory.
Time sure makes a difference, all right. The first few months of married life, they're all pepped up.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of it, they are all pooped out. My house, Blanche. I better go in and see if Hotlips has fallen asleep over his collection of Lombardo records.
Good night, Gracie.
Good night, Blanche. Well, now for the big romantic homecoming. Will he say, darling, you're back at last? Will he tell me how much he's missed me? Not him. He won't even know I've been out. Hello, George.
Darling, you're back at last.
Yeah, huh?
Gee, how I've missed you. How I've needed you.
Oh, George.
I've longed for the touch of your hand.
You have?
Yeah, scratch my back, will you? There's one spot there I can't get.
Oh, George. Wouldn't you like me to put my arms around you?
Yeah, then you can scratch with both hands.
I don't want to scratch your back. Oh, I wish Gregory Peck was here.
I'd just as soon have you scratch it.
Oh, all right, I'll scratch your back. There.
Thanks.
Now put your arms around me.
Your back itches too, huh?
Oh, George, you need a few lessons on how to treat a wife. Wives want romance. Wives want...
Come in.
Good evening, all.
Oh, hello, all.
I saw your light on and I made bold to drop in.
Well, I'm glad you did, Meredith.
You made bold to drop in.
You're just in time to learn how to treat your wife after you're married. You do intend to take a wife, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm very fond of little ones.
Oh, how sweet.
Of course, I'll take a big one if she'll have me.
Don't waste your time advising Meredith, Gracie. I doubt if he'll ever get married.
Not true, George. It was just a year ago this time that I almost married a lady trap drummer, Boom Boom Latour.
Boom Boom Latour, a lady trap drummer.
She was magnificent. If you closed your eyes, you couldn't tell her from Gene Krupa. But when you opened them, there was a delightful difference.
And you almost married a Meredith?
Yes, Gracie, our romance blossomed quickly. At night after work, I'd take her home. She'd turn the lights down low, snuggle next to me on the sofa, and play Love Sends a Little Gift of Roses on the drums.
What a picture.
Well, naturally, I could not long resist such romantic persuasion, and one night, just as she reached the 14th measure of the second chorus, I asked Boom Boom to be my bride.
And she said yes?
Without missing a beat. In a perfect frenzy of ecstasy, I seized my flute and began to accompany her. We raced madly through Semper Fidelis, under the double eagle, and we were just going into the Stars and Stripes Forever when a terrible doubt began to creep into my mind.
A doubt?
If I was going to be this lady's husband, there was something I had a right to know. So I asked her, and her answer made my blood run cold.
What was it, Meredith?
Boom Boom was not a union musician.
What?
Well, I knelt quickly and, facing Chicago, asked Petrillo to forgive me. Then I fled, and I have not seen the lady since.
Well, that just shows you the power of organizing. What a shame we neglected housewives aren't organized, like you musicians. Then we could force our husbands to be more romantic and more... Meredith!
What?
That's it! We'll get together. We'll form the Housewives Association.
But I'm not a housewife.
No, not you.
You're not either. Forget it.
Oh, no. This is the idea of the century. When we housewives organize, you husbands will have to stop pushing us around.
Gracie.
You'll find out what fighters we women are. Just like Jack Dempsey found out when a woman whipped him.
A woman whipped Jack Dempsey?
Sure, Gene Tunney.
Oh, yes. Pretty girl, Gene Tunney, eh?
Yeah. She was beautiful in her new picture, The Razor's Edge.
Hey, Gene Tunney, yes, sort of a dark girl. Gracie, there'll be no housewives associated.
Oh, yes, there will, and I'll be the boss. And then I just dare some unromantic husband to snore or stick his cold feet in his wife's back.
I suppose you'll call a strike.
Oh, you bet. I'll pull every wife out of bed between here and Boston.
I see trouble.
Man River. Jerome Kern wrote it for Showboat way back in 1929. The people heard it, and it's belonged to the people ever since.
Couldn't have been any other way, Bill. Great folk music echoes the hopes, the joys, the sorrows of a people. When a song like Old Man River comes along, well, the people just naturally make it their own.
And the people, well, they're hardly ever wrong. Yes, Old Man River may have been born on Broadway, but it's long since joined the company of truly great American spirituals as a moving, expressive part of the American scene. And you know, in its own way, Maxwell House coffee is a very real part of the American scene, too. We Americans love coffee, have made it our national drink. And more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. North, east, south, and west, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor writes this popularity story. The rich, vigorous Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. The sum of which is great coffee at its flavor peak. So why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffees. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last...
drop.
Good morning, Gracie. How about some breakfast?
Not right now, George. I'm busy drawing up the contract all you husbands will have to sign with the Housewives Association.
I told you last night to forget that crazy idea. We husbands are not going to sign.
Oh, then we wives will go on strike. And I'd like to see the government take that over.
If I don't sign the contract, you'll strike, huh?
I'll picket you from morning till night. And believe me, you'll be worn out.
I'll be worn out?
Well, surely you'll be gentleman enough to carry my sign.
Let's see that contract.
Here. It tells the rules you husbands have to abide by. And you'll find it all very legal. Go ahead, read it.
Know this, all men, by these presents. Flowers? Candy? What is this?
No, you read it wrong, George. It goes like this. Know this, all men, by these presents. Flowers, candy.
I see. Now I get it. Looks like the husband will get the short end of this contract.
Oh, no, no. You'll find it completely fair and unbiased. Read on.
Okay. This contract, entered into between the wife, hereinafter referred to as the angel...
Me.
...and the husband, hereinafter referred to as the beast...
You.
Yes, very fair and unbiased.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, forget this nonsense and bring me my breakfast.
I refer you to paragraph 2 of our contract, which reads, before breakfast, each husband must give his wife a kiss. If it's a first-rate kiss, she brings him bacon, eggs, and coffee.
I see.
If it's a second-rate kiss, she brings him eggs and coffee, and so on.
Okay, here's a kiss. Well?
Help yourself to a glass of water.
It wasn't that bad. Anyhow, your silly rules mean nothing to me because there'll never be a Housewives Association.
Uh-huh, yes, there will. I'm sending a wire to Mr. William Green, head of the American Federation of Labor, to ask for our charter.
He'll turn you down. What could possibly get you a charter from Mr. Green?
Mrs. Green.
Believe me, it won't happen. What else is in that contract you expect husbands to sign?
Well, there's the retroactive clause. We demand that all husbands be less retro and more active.
Nice piece of demanding.
And then there's our open shop policy. No husband can pass an open shop without going in and buying his wife a gift.
This is a pretty one-sided contract.
Oh, no, not at all. For example, we have a husband's old age benefit plan. Each week, the husband puts away $5, and when he reaches a certain age, the wife takes it.
The wife takes it?
Yes. We benefit by your old age.
Old age benefit. And if we husbands don't like all these things, we've got no comeback.
Oh, sure. If you think you're being mistreated, you can make a complaint to our jury of 5 impartial women. It would be a nice change from appearing on the radio.
A change from radio?
Yeah. The jury would laugh at you.
I thought so. And if we husbands don't like it, you'll strike.
You bet we will. And if we housewives walk out, the Screen Actors Guild will walk out with us. Clark Gable, Robert Taylor, Jerome Power, Gregory Peck.
Why pick the Screen Actors Guild?
Can you think of anybody nicer to walk out with?
This is murder.
Say, the Green Act... The Green
Actors... The Green Actors Guild. A new name, eh?
The Screen Actors Guild.
Nice way. Nothing green about Taylor, Power, and Peck.
I'll call my association a guild, too.
Oh, a guild, yes.
See now, we'll be the Housewife's Assistance Guild. We'll call ourselves the HAGs.
Well, at last, you're making sense.
Answer it, George. You look over our contract.
Yeah, the HAG.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Postman. By the way, I want to talk to your wife about my new project, the Housewives Assistance Guild. If she joins, your wife will be an HAG.
I got news for you. If she doesn't join, she'll still be one.
We wives will force husbands to be more romantic. You know, I'll bet that's your trouble. You're not affectionate enough. Tell me, did you kiss your wife at least once a day during 1946?
I kissed her twice.
You did?
Yes. Once in March and once in August.
Oh, Mr. Postman.
I see my dentist twice a year and kiss my wife twice a year. I get them both out of the way on the same day. It's easier that way.
Easier?
Yes. I rush home from the dentist and kiss her before the Novocaine wears off.
Shame on you. If you feel that way about your wife, why didn't you ever marry her?
Oh, it was one of those things. She kept saying to everybody, I love Herman. Herman is a ball of fire. I want to marry Herman.
Oh, I see.
But that cowardly Herman left town, so she married me.
Joins my housewives guild, you'll have to kiss her every day. Just remember what Rudy Valley used to say. A little kiss each morning, a little kiss each night.
Rudy Valley said that?
Yeah. Are you going home and kiss your wife?
Well, if it's all right with the guild, I'd rather kiss Rudy Valley. Goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Husbands don't seem to take my guilt seriously. But they will before I'm through. Oh, well, George, did you sign the contract?
No, and I'm not going to. This thing says I have to wash the dishes, clean the house, fix the meals. I'm surprised it doesn't say I should brush your teeth.
Read the small print.
That too, huh? Well, I'm not going to sign. According to this, the husband does everything and the wife nothing.
Not true. I'll admit I've given some of the wife's jobs to the husband, but the wife still has plenty to do. When a baby arrives, the wife paces the floor of the hospital.
Wait a minute, just a minute. The wife paces the floor?
Yes.
And the husband?
That's one of the jobs I gave him.
One of the grandest of all tunes, Meredith Willson and his chiffon music, Whispering.
Are you ready to sign this contract with the Housewives Guild?
No. If I sign that thing, I'll be nothing but a slave.
You will not be a slave. Now, just sign your name right here, Uncle Tom. I mean, George.
Gracie, there's a piece of paper in Washington called the Declaration of Independence. It guarantees all men the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Well, how do you like that? The minute those Republicans get in, they start making new laws.
The Declaration of Independence was drawn up by Jefferson, Franklin, Adams, and Henry.
I don't care what firm of attorneys wrote it. I'll get Jerry Giesler to break it.
Look, I'm not going to sign this contract. Paragraph 4 says I have to make love like Gregory Peck. What's the matter with the way I make love?
You'll find that in paragraphs 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, yeah. I'm out. Never mind. Come in.
Hi, Burnses.
Hello, Bill.
Bill, take a look at this contract. It's the most unfair thing you've ever seen. One party does nothing and gets everything. The other party does everything and gets nothing. Here, read it.
Why should I read it? It's the same contract you give me every year.
Funny, man, this is not your contract.
No, this is George's contract with the Housewives Guild.
Oh, well, what's it all about?
Well, if he signs, he'll have to become as great a lover as Gregory Peck. It's in his contract.
It may not. It may be in his contract. It's not in his constitution.
Look, Joe Frisco.
I'm a member of the Green Actors Guild.
Yeah. If husbands sign this contract, they'll have to cook and wash dishes.
Cook and wash? Well, that's terrible. Don't sign it, George.
They'll even have to serve their wives toast and coffee in bed.
Well, that's ridiculous. Tear that thing. What kind of coffee?
The contract says Maxwell House.
Well, sign it, you ungrateful little worm.
Huh?
Why, it's a privilege to serve that rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House coffee. It's the result of careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Come in.
Well, Gracie, I persuaded my husband to sign the Guild contract.
Oh, wonderful. I'll call and congratulate him.
He can't talk. He's still unconscious.
Hello, Mrs. Morton. I was just talking about your contract, particularly about the kind of coffee you specify. Now,
you keep your ideas to yourself, young man.
Well, but I...
We specify Maxwell House coffee, and you're not going to talk us out of it.
I don't think
we
that
won't drink anything but Maxwell House. Why, it's the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy.
But I was just
That's
thinking...
That's why so many millions of Americans insist on Maxwell House.
Well, Mrs. Morton,
these days, they know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that is always good to the last drop.
Well, Blanche, Bill loves Maxwell House.
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell you.
Oh, me and my big yap. Every time I open my mouth, I put my foot in it.
Now, why didn't I think of that? Well, so long, girls. Good luck.
All right, George, sign the contract.
I'll do nothing of the kind. I'm going in the den and read the paper.
Why don't you clop him on the head like I did Harry?
Oh, I couldn't do that to George. His little head is too sweet, too precious, too hard.
But we've got to get his signature on that contract.
Say, what if he thought he was signing his autograph?
That's a good idea.
Well, sure. All we have to do is find a George Burns fan.
Well, that louses that up.
Well, for your information, Blanche Morton, George Burns has fans from California to New York.
Really?
Yes, I'm in California and his mother's in New York. And since I'm the closest, I'll go in and get his autograph. George?
Yes?
You're awfully funny on the radio.
Everybody says so.
Yes. Much funnier than those comedians who use a dialect to get laughs, like H.V. Kaltenborn.
Thanks.
You get laughs because the jokes you tell are so clever. Tell me one now, dear.
Okay. A fellow said to his friend, how about having lunch with me?
Oh, that's marvelous.
Wait a minute. That's not all of the joke.
It's enough for my purpose.
Huh?
You're the funniest comedian in the world, George. May I have your autograph?
You want my autograph?
Yes, right here on this dotted line.
Oh, so that's what you're up to. Trying to get my signature on that silly contract. Well, it didn't work. Now get out of here.
Yes, dear. George?
What now?
I'm sorry I tried to fool you. You're so smart and I'm such a dope.
You said it.
I always have to come to you when there's something I don't know. Would you answer a couple of questions for me?
Sure.
What was President Washington's first name?
George.
I love the way you snap those answers out. Now, what was the last name of that famous Scotch poet, Robert...
Burns.
Oh, of course. George and Burns. In case I forget them again, would you write them down on this dotted line?
Out, out, out.
Judge, do you think people should feed razor blades to elephants?
Feed razor blades to elephants? Of course not.
Good. I'm getting up a petition against it. Sign right here on the dotted line.
Out. Out. Out.
George, George.
What's wrong?
The house is on fire.
No.
Yes. Quick, here's an application for insurance. Sign on the dotted line.
Out. 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 Yes?
Telegram for George Burns. Sign here.
Okay. There you are. I wonder who the telegram's from, Gracie.
It's from me.
From you?
Yeah, read it.
Dear George, that paper you just signed was the Housewives Guild contract. Happy New Year, Uncle Tom. Signed, Gracie. So you hired this messenger boy to trick me, huh? Why, you...
Don't call me names or I'll have you thrown out of my house.
Your house? This is my house.
Oh, really, Judge? You should read a contract before you sign it.
Oh, no.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.